Hi, thanks for calling KFC. Yes, guys, from home view.
Is this a call center or is this a KFC guy?
KFC, this is our kit, the KFC.
Okay, so this is the actual
It's not the
store?
call center.
Oh.
Yes, the actual store.
Oh, okay, because Jimmy, do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, dude. So the last KFC that I went to, I kind of had like a really bad experience, so I just wanted to call and make sure like you guys aren't like really racist down there, are you?
No, we haven't. Nobody here is
All
racist
right.
or anything.
All right. Well,
We
the
accept
last
everybody.
KFC I
We
went
are.
to, they called me the N-word like straight up like multiple
We
times,
would
and I
never do
didn't
that.
really okay, all right. I'm just making sure 'cause like it really like it kind of like I'm white. So it really kind of freaked me
Yeah,
out. And like they used the hard R and everything. Like it was
we
kind
accept
of
all cultures here.
disgusting.
Okay, we don't. We never
Yeah.
say anything like that to anybody.
I'd like to butt in right here, but like I swear to God, I was in the third seat back there, and he was like laughing, and all his friends were looking. Like he was calling it like the heart. It was really bad, man. I felt kind of scared.
I don't know which KFC you went to, but we here at KFC Canal, we don't do any of that.
Well, and then like when I got up to the window, they just gave me like a whole bag of like chicken necks, it looked like. Like they were like fried up, but they were just like they looked like necks.
Was this in KFC Canal?
I don't remember specifically. It was just that was the last KFC I went to, so I just wanted to make sure like you guys are on the up and up, right? 'Cause like I ended up in this like bizarro racist KFC thing. And like I was just hoping to get like, some chicken and like not
To be
necks
completely
or
honest, I've heard
giblets.
about KFC in Vanderhoof, how the town is completely racist. I've heard about that, but in Canal, we don't do any of that.
Right.
Plus,
What was
we made
that
like
town
for our
again so I can
food.
write it down?
Vanderhoof.
Vanderhoof. All right, 'cause I'm new in town. And I'm just trying to like watch out for stuff like that, because it really upset
Yeah,
me. Like,
completely understandable.
I didn't really know what to say. Like, I just left. Like, and I took the chicken necks and like I don't know. I got rid of them and threw them away. I was gonna eat that.
Yeah, we treat everybody here in Canal with respect and kindness. We don't treat anything like that. Our food may take some time if we run out or stuff like that, but we
Yeah.
don't use
Well,
profanity or anything like that.
no, I'm sure you guys do a great job down there. Like like I said, it was just the last KFC that I went to. I had a really bad experience. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys were on the up and up, and you sound great. I just remembered, I can't even believe when I was leaving, the guy yelled, like from the window at the drive-thru, he yelled, "Nilla Gorilla." At me.
Yeah,
I
I
don't even know
completely
what that's
understand.
supposed to mean.
Yeah, I
But he
completely
yelled it at
understand. If you
me.
want, you can come by and try us, and we'll give you a really good experience. We won't say anything like that. We don't talk to people like that. We treat everybody with respect and kindness. We don't say any words like the words you were saying.
Well, I mean, I didn't say those words. I didn't even say it in like an explanatory tone, you know what I mean? Like, I specifically refrained from saying those words even tonight to you. But I had to say something. I couldn't just say that they said some really terrible things to me.
Yeah, I completely
I needed
understand
to
what you're
know the
saying.
gravity of the situation. And you don't have any like chicken necks or giblets down there, right? 'Cause like I don't even know where he got them. 'Cause like I KFC y'all got like you got the thighs and the chicken nuggets and like I mean not chicken nuggets, but you know what I'm saying, like
We
the
have popcorn chicken.
Yeah, that's chicken nuggets. It's yeah, like So yeah, like you got little chickens. But you don't have
Yeah,
like
but like,
it's not
yeah.
like a bag of giblets, like that you take out of it a whole chicken. Like
No, nothing like that.
yeah, right. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that's what came in my bag. Like it was a bag of giblets and chicken necks. Like they had just, you know, recently slaughtered that chicken. But yeah, no, that sounds great. I'm going to come down there tonight and I'm going to get some food and
okay,
yeah, thanks.
I'm just
going to
let you know in advance.
Yeah.
Right now, we're actually all sold out of the chicken on the bone and the tenders.
Okay.
But we can give you like the popcorn chicken that you wanted, the chicken nuggets. We have lots of those. We can give you that whole bucket full of those.
Right on. Sweet. Yeah. No, I mean, that sounds good. I'll weigh out my options. Maybe you'll see me. Maybe you won't. Just if I come in, don't call me the N-word.
We will never do that, sir.
All right. Awesome.
And also, just want to let you know one more thing. We do close by 10 o'clock, okay?
All right.
10 p.m. And the front is closed at 9 p.m.
All right. Well, I'm more of a drive-through kind of guy anyway, but yeah, that all works for me. So, thank you for everything. I really appreciate you.
Yep, no problem. All
right, Doug. You have a great night.
Okay, yeah, you too.
Peace.